And you all know the drill by now. We've been doing these for a while. If not, you'll catch on pretty quickly. But our first scripture reading this evening is Psalm chapter 100 and verses 1 through 5. I am going to do my best. Any way we can get a feed on the back screen there too? That's my fault for not getting that up there. We'll just go with it for now. I'm just going to turn my head back and forth to make sure it's coming up right. Otherwise, we'll all be lost. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Now, Paul, would you lead us in song? Now I can see in the back. We're good. We're better now. Want to take some time and just give you the opportunity. We're not going to mic you up, so don't worry about that. I won't put a mic in front of your face tonight. But want to give you the opportunity just to express from your heart praise to God, the one who's worthy. To God be the glory, right? And later on, some time of thanksgiving, some time of prayer together this evening. So whatever you share, I'll do my best to summarize and repeat so those online can follow along and enjoy this service together. So just want to take a few moments for some testimony of praise. And what I mean by that is just thinking about who God is, what He's done, and what that means to you. We'll get to the Thanksgiving part in just a moment, things we're thankful for. But any praises about who God is or what He's done that you'd like to share this evening? Yeah, thank you, Bill. Bill sharing Yahweh Yireh, right? The Lord is our provider, knows our needs before we know them ourselves, and always comes through for us, takes care of us. And also God, our peace, Yahweh, our peace. And that peace obviously found in the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you for sharing that this evening, Bill. Anybody else give praise to the Lord for who He is or what He's done? Yeah, Brian. Yeah, we're glad you're here too. Thank you for sharing and just the freedom we have to do what we're doing tonight in peace that Bill spoke to, and in safety to give praise to our great God. So thank you for sharing that. Anybody else give praise to the Lord? Yeah, Jacob. Yeah, thank you for sharing, Jacob. Amazing testimony. To God be the glory in your life, your family's life, and answers to prayer and the grace of God in transforming us. Thank you for sharing tonight. To God be the glory. He deserves the praise for that. Anybody else have something to share this evening? Yeah, Al. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Al. Rusty, you bring the lights down a little bit. I think it's burning the top of my head a little bit here. Thank you. I see everybody a little better, too. You can see better, too, minus my glare this evening. But not to take away from what Al just shared, I appreciate you, Al. God, our healer, the great physician, still in the healing business. We see that with Noah Pennington. Bristol, I'm trying to remember her last name, Schimmel, and just the Lord working in those two babies to restore their breathing. We give praise to God for that. Anyone else want to share something this evening? Give praise to the Lord? Yes, Richard. Yeah, thank you, Richard. I'm not doing a great job of summing this up. You all are doing a much better job than me, just so you online know. But Richard saying our God is a God of hope, and our hope is in Christ, hope of a future with Him. Even in the midst of uncertainty and turmoil in this world, we have that eternal hope because He is the God of hope. So thank you for sharing that. Anyone else this evening want to share just a praise? 26 years, is that right, Donna? Yeah, 26 years, cancer-free with a very serious type of cancer. Again, God the healer, to God be the praise that you're here, and we're glad you're here. Anyone else want to share, give praise to the Lord? All right, let's take some time. And again, I'm not going to put a mic in front of you, but I just want to give you the freedom as you feel led to pray. Just you've given public testimony to it. Now maybe we can go before the Lord and give Him the praise, do His name through prayer. So someone be willing to start us off in that prayer, and then we'll see how the Lord leads in that. Someone at least, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Go ahead and get us started, and then I can wrap things up. Thank you. Father, we do give You the glory, honor, and praise. To You be the glory, great things You've done. And we give You the praise for Your grace. And we give You the praise for Your power. And we see that in everything that's been shared this evening. How You've worked in Noah and Bristol's life as the great physician. That's Your grace and Your power. How You worked in Donna's life to give healing again. Your grace and power. And Jacob's testimony of how You're working in his heart and his life to transform him. Again, that's Your grace and Your power. We give You all the praise and glory for that this evening. You are the God of hope. And we thank You for Your love and demonstrated to us in Christ so that we might have that hope of eternal life. And thank You for the hope You give us even in this life, in the midst of uncertainty and difficult days. Our souls are secure in Your hands, and our futures are secure in Your hands. And we thank You for that this evening. Thank You for the praise that's on the lips of Your people this evening. I pray that it would be a sweet aroma to You, a sweet offering and sacrifice to You tonight. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to continue on with scripture reading. And let's go ahead and stand together for our responsive reading, and then we'll lead into song in just a moment. Psalm 145, verses 1 through 7. I will exalt You, my God the King. I will praise Your name forever and ever. Sorry about that. Every day I will praise You and extol Your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends Your works to another. They tell of Your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of Your majesty, and I will meditate on Your wonderful works. They tell of the power of Your awesome works, and I will proclaim Your great deeds. They celebrate Your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of Your righteousness. Let's go ahead and sing together now. I want to take some time to just give some thanksgiving. Just say thank You, Lord, for what You've given, what You've done. Some things you want to say thank You to God for this evening. Thankful for the Lord's faithfulness. Bobby shares, and their family's been through a lot. God is faithful to keep His promises, to walk with us through the hard times. So thank You for sharing, Bobby. Doit? Yeah, thank you, Doit. Sharing about the beauty of creation, all the amazing things we see around us out west where they've been more recently, and just man-made in God's own image, and the intricacies in man, the complexity of man, all signs of His design, of His majesty, and then that He's faithful to His promises. We're secure in Him. So thank you, Doit, for sharing those words of thanksgiving. Anyone else have anything you'd like to share? Yes, Susanna. So much to be thankful for in the area of the church. Susanna sharing, she's thankful for her salvation, thankful for You, the church family, for the staff. God's richly blessed us here at Johnston Chapel, no doubt about it. Thank you. Anyone else? A testimony of thanksgiving this evening? Yes. Thank you for sharing, Carolyn. And just that empty void that Christ fills and transforms us so much that we can't keep that in. We've got to share it with everyone. Grateful for that opportunity and having purpose and meaning in life. So thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? A testimony of thanksgiving? Yeah. The persistence of God and His grace and His love. when we were still dead in our sins and rejecting Him, and how He, like the hound of heaven, kept pursuing us hot on our trail, drawing us to ourselves, giving us more and more opportunities of His grace. And then after we come to know Him in that personal relationship, we fail Him. We all do. And He still is persistently pursuing us, wants that fellowship, wants that relationship. So thank you for sharing that, Brian. That's right on. Anyone else? A testimony of Thanksgiving? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Anicia. Great to have you and Michael in the church family. We love you guys. Glad you're here. And thank you, church. That's the type of church we want to be. A church that when someone's new, they feel like this is home. They feel like they're loved and accepted here, and y'all have felt that. So thank you for sharing that testimony of Thanksgiving, and we are so glad you're here, and your little one too. That's something to be thankful for. Anyone else this evening? Testimony of Thanksgiving? Yeah. Lord's timing is perfect, and excited about another family, though not new to the church, been around a long time, officially becoming a part of the family. Excited about that and how the Lord's timing is perfect and all that. His providence is perfect. And is it all right if I share about the 11th? Tanya is going to be one of the ones baptized on our baptism Sunday. So that's part of the Lord's timing in all this too. Telling everybody I love Jesus and I'm following Him. Has known the Lord a long time, but wants to take this step in believer's baptism. So excited about how the Lord's working in your life. Anyone else? A testimony of Thanksgiving? Hearts are full tonight, aren't they? These are some great testimonies. Yes, Linda. Thankful for our missionaries, willing to forsake all and take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And thankful for these two and their family as well. So glad to have Paul and Kiel here. And I was actually, that was on in the back of my mind too, is just Lord hears and answers prayer. He does it in His timing, which is not always ours. He's teaching us persistence and patience. And just so grateful for the Lord's answer to that prayer, and grateful that you all are with us, excited about the future and that. So thank you, Linda, for sharing that. Let's take some time, and if we get into the next segment and you got some more Thanksgiving in your heart, you can deliver it. That's okay. But let's go ahead and take a little time to pray as you feel led. Would someone start us off in that prayer, and then I can close things in our time of just thanking the Lord. Someone start us off. All right, thank you, Doy. Father, we give You thanks. Our hearts are full. They're so full. And You've been so good to us. You've blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. That persevering, persistent, patient love that You demonstrated towards us. Thank You for choosing us before the creation of the world, for drawing us, for just keeping after us. And then saving us, forgiving us of our sins, removing them as far as the east is from the west. And just securing us in Your hands, sealing us with the Holy Spirit. Just so many things that we thank You for, spiritual blessings in Christ. We thank You for all the little things that we take for granted. We're here and we have electricity and we have just a beautiful sanctuary to gather in. You've given us homes and vehicles and running water and a hot shower. All those little things we take for granted. Forgive us for that. Help us to express our thanks. We thank You for our families. Especially we thank You for our church family tonight. And just that iron sharpens iron and that we can encourage and build one another up in the faith. I'm so encouraged tonight just to hear from Your people. Giving You praise and giving You thanks. I pray that You continue to be honored by our time together. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I threw Paul a curveball there. We were supposed to do the responsive reading. He's on it. I'm not this evening. And thank you, Kiel, for standing in. Paul's been fighting something all week and doing his best to lead us in worship this evening. So thankful for that. The Lord's strength for him to do that. And I apologize for the curveball thrown at him. I'm known for that. But that's why we have organized people around us. Help keep us on track. But let's go ahead and do our responsive reading. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is the Lord our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. So I want to take some time now to just share some testimonies, maybe of answered prayer in your life. We've got just a few minutes left. And then we'd like to take some time just to pray for some of the folks that are mentioned in our prayer list this evening. But anyone have something the Lord is just a clear answer to prayer, something you've been praying for and He's moved and worked in your life? Something that you'd like to share. And we've shared that with the praises and thanksgiving already. But anything the Lord's done here as an answer to prayer. Yeah. The sovereign grace of God of bringing Bill and Sue Hatcher here to Johnston Chapel. And they're looking for a church, seeking the Lord in that. He, in His providence, through a ladies' conference, directed them here. And glad you came. And glad you're still here. Very important part of our church family. So thank you, Bill. Great answer to prayer. Anyone else answered a prayer that you've seen in your life? Yeah, Carol. Great sign of maturity there, spiritual maturity, of saying God answers prayer, not always in the way we think He should or in our timing, but in His time, in His way. Great answer to prayer in your family. And thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? Let's go ahead and take a moment since our time is up. Just one person, if you would, and then I'll close the evening in prayer. One person, if you would, just lift up some of the folks here listed in our in our prayer bulletin this evening. And we've given testimony. Lord hears and answers prayer, and we'll offer up some more, and we'll give Him praise later on as He answers those according to His will. Anyone want to get us started with that prayer? Just one person. Thank you, Jim. And Father, thank You for a great evening together as Your people. Thank You for Your church. And we do lift up those who are hurting this evening, Mary Matherly and her recovery from surgery. Pray that You'd continue to give her strength and healing in her body. And also I lift up to You tonight, Avnel Keener. And just some of the struggles she's continuing to go through with her mind and her hip and her body. I just ask that You'd give her healing, that You'd give the family comfort and strength to walk with her through this. And think of Carol Richards as well, who's on hospice care, served You so faithfully for so many years. I just ask that she would be able to pass peacefully into Your presence. We know that to be absent from the body is to be present with You. Pray that the family would take comfort and take hope in that truth. And again, thank You. Thank You for this evening. Thank You for this week where we can just set aside some time to give You the praise, give You the thanks that You're worthy of. Help us not to get too caught up this week in all the festivities. Help us in our homes, as leaders in our homes and in our families, to keep the focus and attention on You. We thank You again in Jesus' name. Amen. I appreciate you all's presence here tonight. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed Thanksgiving as well. Hope to see you Sunday.